Game of the week time. The Allstate folks believe, as we do as well, that good starts young. And they work towards inspiring the next generation of leaders to reach their full potential and make the world a better place through service. In the spirit of Allstate's Good Starts Young initiative, here's what they want to do. They want you to make sure you tell us about great kids all over, anywhere they might be found. A kid you know could be featured here on the Cochrane Show. Be the kid of the week with great prizes, including an Amazon gift card, Luminati's Pizza. Go to WGNradio.com/contest to submit an entry for a youth between 9 and 18. And that person could end up being the Allstate Kid of the Week. And then tune in every Tuesday and hear great people like this week's Kid of the Week, Bianca Voss, who joins us now. Good morning, Bianca.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm happy to be on the show.
Well, I'm happy to have you now. What grade are you going into?
I'm going to be a junior this fall.
Oh, boy, this is the big year, Bianca. Are you ready?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I've been working summer on all that homework.
Yeah, you got to make sure your grades are good. You got to take the what's the standardized test now? The ACT, the SAT, the ARP. What are the kids taking now?
ACT and SAT.
You got to take them both. Any idea what you want to do for college, or is it a little too early to figure that out?
I actually had a chance to study this summer at the University of California, Berkeley, to study law there. I love that school. I love the University of Michigan. So,
do you think you want to be a lawyer?
Yes, I would love to be a human rights lawyer.
Well, good for you. Good for you.
Or president, if I have time.
I would like you to be president.
Me too.
Yes, I would vote for you. I would vote for you immediately. Bianca is very motivated, very driven, and she's dedicated her academic career to trying to make some social change as well. So let's go through a few things here. Tell everybody what you do for the Model UN.
So I am a part of my school's Model UN club and team, and I've had the opportunity to travel to Boston for an international conference. And it's something that I really love and I'm really passionate about. You know, I'm able to feel like I'm making a change in kind of a made-up scenario, acting as a delegate or a person, whether it's in history. And history and current events is something I'm passionate about, and I love being able to meet people from places all around the country and all around the world, and then like talk about world issues with them, solve crises. It's really an amazing experience, and I love my teacher who runs it, Miss Hennessy. She's the absolute best, and it's just a really great community of kids.
This is probably as good a time as any to remind all of you that, Bianca, I believe you're 16?
Yes.
16. Mm-hmm. Andre.
Wow. Bianca, Latin school, one of the best schools, not only in Chicago but in the country, but very hard to get into. So I know you mentor, you take students around. A lot of your extracurricular activities are centered around the school. What would you say to students, young men and women, young kids who want to go to Latin school but don't think that they can?
I mean, honestly, this is going to sound cheesy, but just put your heart to it. Latin has the most amazing education. I feel so blessed to go there, to have traveled to Nicaragua and Peru through Project Week, which they do, is just work hard and know that, like, I know a lot of times it can be pressure around just getting straight A's and getting that perfect entrance test exam, but just always remind yourself that it's like about your character and who you are, extracurriculars you do, and, you know, find something that motivates you. Like, for me, it's history, Model UN, you know, showing people how much I love my school, and that's something that I knew at Latin I could thrive. So whether you're at your current middle school, you love science, you know, try and make something of that, you know, and have that drive you.
I went to Cuba a year and a half ago, and I know I see on your resume here you went to Cuba. What'd you think?
Yeah, what was the nature of the trip?
Yeah.
I adored it. I went through this program called Rustic Pathways, so it was half service, kind of half exploration. You know, we traveled all around Cuba. We stayed in the Sierra Maestra Mountains. We traveled through Trinidad, Havana. We stayed at a turtle conservatory farm and helped the students at the University of Havana, you know, tag how many eggs the turtles were laying in the middle of the night. It was amazing, and I made a really good connection with an organization community there. So,
are you interested in everything? I'm not needling you. It just seems like you've got one of the great gifts in life, and that is a great curiosity about life.
I mean, I think, yeah, my goal in life is to go everywhere there is to go and to learn everything there is to learn. So,
how about that? And sleep eventually.
But, yeah.
you're working on an initiative, started driving a fundraiser for an organization with the end goal of supplying a large inventory of Legos to who?
So while I was in Cuba, we traveled to Havana, and there's a community there. This wonderful couple opened up their home to Havana's youth, and all the education in Cuba is run by the Cuban government. And so in their home, they teach students like new ways to think about the world and just have like an other education system outside of what they get at school. And it's kind of a Montessori-esque deal. And a big part of their teaching techniques is through Legos, you know, whether it's building stuff, kind of visualizing it. They also like have these amazing soccer teams. When we were there, we were able to play with the kids and play soccer, and it's just an amazing community.
Well, congratulations on all you've done so far. Again, if you just tuned in, it's our kid of the week this week, Bianca Voss. She's 16.
Mm-hmm. And future president.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you definitely have my vote, Bianca. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you.
Continue to do good with your life, and the rest of us will benefit. And I hope everybody's inspired by you. Have you dragged a few of your friends along for the ride where they get it now?
Totally. I've definitely been pushing my friends about Cuba, and I mean, bringing them to volunteering. I volunteer at a school called McCutcheon every Wednesday when the school year starts, tutoring those kids, and I'm absolutely obsessed with it. I make my friends go all the time.
Is there a boyfriend in this picture, Bianca?
No, unless you know Harry Styles' number.
We might be able
Harry
to get that.
Harry Styles, let's bring him out right now.
She just doesn't have time.
She doesn't have time for that nonsense of relationships. Bianca, we're proud to have you as Kid of the Week. Congratulations, and you're an inspiration to all of us. We've got Lou Malnati's pizza and an Amazon gift card, and stand by for that, okay?
Okay, thank you.
It's become routine around here with a Kid of the Week that you have these kids that change the world, but I'm never not amazed at a 16-year-old with that kind of energy who's spending it on doing what sounds like good for everybody else.
How about that? And when I came back from Cuba, I said, oh, there was no Wi-Fi. Bianca's building homes, going to community centers, helping with art projects.
But let's be clear, you didn't have Wi-Fi.
I didn't have Wi-Fi. Yeah, yeah. No, she's great.
So if we dialed the clock back to, say, 1977, I'm pretty sure I would not have won Kid of the Week on my own show.
Yeah, me neither.
Mm-mm. Yeah, what did we do back then? Were we just losers?
This is what it would have been in 1977. Steve Cochran, Kid of the Week, what do you do? I do the announcements at school, and then I leave and go play golf.